I was listening today to Hip Hop Digest, another podcast that we listen to, and they were talking about, totally separate subject, talking about Dre and this deal that he's made with Apple for the headphones Beats by Dre, and how he's about to be the first hip hop billionaire. And there was a video, and I saw it, that he and Tyrese put out the day that that announcement came out, and they were just, you know, clowning, like, first black billionaire coming out of the West, and they drinking and laughing and ha ha. And they were like, you know, any situation where you see any of these other high tech companies sell their company for a large profit, they might cut up, but it's not going to ever make YouTube. And the ultimate conversation they came around to was that we as black people worship this idea of money so much that it's almost like it's a bad thing, one, to say anything about anybody who's making money, because that obviously makes you a hater. So to sit around and talk about these women on Real Housewives of Atlanta, they're getting paid, they're chipping off. So to criticize them is to be hating on them, because technically they're making it. And we all are striving to making it. But it's because of our love for money that it doesn't even matter the way the money is coming. As long as somebody is making money, we just need to be like, we love it no matter what it looks like, no matter how it's packaged. We have a tendency to put those people on pedestals and worship what they do, whether what they're doing is to our detriment or not, you know. And they were looking specifically at hip hop. They were talking specifically about Dre, Diddy, and Jay-Z. You know, and the fact that on some level, all of those men have been spokespeople for products that are typically outside of our price range, but that we're dying to get. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to have them. They somehow symbolize success and making it and wealth. And because they're behind it and they push it, we say we have to have it. You know, and you have a rapper like Jay-Z who's come straight out and basically said he don't really care about the average man. You know what I'm saying? And we still get behind him.
His presence is charity.
That's all you got to do. Until he get in that elevator. Shit. Somebody had a gift for him.
Can we talk about that? Oh, my goodness. You guys want to talk about that?
I do.
What's there to say?
It's
going to be a fun podcast tonight.
I want to talk about it, not to gossip, because I don't think we can speculate on like why they were fighting.
There's no audio.
But I think that There's so many things that we can unpack from it, and that I particularly appreciate it. One, I thought it was just interesting to think, you know, these people are human. Like, Jay-Z has someone who gets in his face and is like, motherfucker, like, what you call it? And not that I have more respect for Solange because she put her, she initiated an act of violence. But it was just really grounding for me to realize, like, oh, they're family too. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. And they have their stuff, and to take the humanity out from it. And I think there's also something to be said about whether or not the person who recorded it was in the right to share it, because it was a recording. They didn't take the actual file; they used their phone, so it was a duplicate of something. Mm-hmm. And I think they could have been just saying, "I saw news happening, because celebrity news is news, and I was recording it as I saw it." And I think that's an interesting topic as well.
Sean, I have an issue with a lot of these things that have people's private lives and people making it public. I think we should really enforce the law around privacy, because just as an African-American and being closely related and connected to family members and friends, things that I know that are personally going on in their homes, if we had the cameras on us, we wouldn't want our business out there. Right. And I think that we need to be careful of thinking it's something okay to publicize people's private lives, because I think we're crossing a dangerous threshold.
I completely agree, and I'm one of the few people who thinks that Donald Sterling was done wrong by having his conversation in his own home recorded and then broadcast throughout the world through TMZ. I would, for some reason, it being in a public hotel, in a private hotel, in an elevator, I deem it a little bit different. I don't read celebrity blogs. I'm not into any of this stuff, and I'm reluctant to even talk about it because I don't want to give into the celebrity culture and make it seem like it's important. But there were a couple of things I thought like, oh, yo, this is interesting. Like, I'm clearly watching, and I'm watching the long version of the video. But there were just so many things, and not to speculate why did Beyonce react or not react to what you did, and what was the argument about? But just that it was interesting, just to be like, oh, Solange is a human; she's a person who can't, you know, who can go off, and I know a lot of people can go off. And Jay-Z has to deal with this even in his family. And it made them more likable than anything else.
Yeah, for me, it took the gloss off, which is something that I think
celebrity brands always try to maintain.
Exactly. And this is something that our generation is privy to because of social media and technology. Like, if Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis were having these fights back in the day, we would have no knowledge of it. We wouldn't have any knowledge of Bill and Camille. We have no,
of Ike and Tina.
Right. Exactly. Fights that were actually happening in public. But overall, these kind of things were kept from the public eye to maintain a specific image for celebrities. And I think in this generation, Beyonce and Jay-Z, I know for a fact, stand as like a beacon of hope for a lot of young black people. Because when it first came out, I had a very interesting conversation with a friend of mine who really kind of idolizes their relationship. It means something to her because they are this black power couple. But I remember in our conversation, I said to her, I said, nobody knows what happens in people's relationships. You just don't know. They are public figures with publicists who purposefully construct every image that we see. So if you're catching them at a game, if you're catching them walking down the street, somebody has made the decision that this is what's going to get publicized. And it creates a certain image. But what actually happens between these two people, we don't know. But the picture is created for us. It looks dreamy. It looks wealthy. It looks fun. And it makes it seem like this is what we all should be wanting to have in our lives. And that elevator footage, it just took the gloss off. Like you said, this is a real family with real drama and shit happens. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm not saying that it was news and that the person who recorded it was in the right to share it under the auspices of, hey, I didn't steal the original file. I was just recording something that I saw. I'm not saying that that was right. I'm just saying this is a great time to talk about these things.
Yeah, agree.
That's part of what that's part of what the whole with the Sterling situation. It's all these instances that we have of him basically being real foul and that he was not good for the league and nothing was really done until you actually got something hot. Right. Like, oh, you know, it's one of those things where you kind of like this person kind of does some foul shit, but I don't really know. And then you actually hear the person in their own words say something. You're like, wow, okay, they really believe this. And it does cross the line because you're like, how much is really private and all that? To me, nowadays, shit ain't private. Don't take no picture, none of that, because it's probably going to end up somewhere.
Bill Maher said something. I can't remember how exactly he said it, but apparently a columnist wrote an article in the New York Times where she basically made the point there's really no such thing as right to privacy anymore, and, you know, speaking your mind isn't all that it's cracked up to be anyway. And Bill Maher said, well, first of all, that's ironic for somebody who gets paid to write a column and speak their mind to say that, but second of all, I do think speaking your mind is all it's cracked up to be, but nobody can do that if they feel as if their private conversations are subject to basically everybody else's perusal. So if you're a public figure, obviously there's a lot more risk of stuff coming out about you. So that just kind of comes with the territory. But I agree with Tasha's point. And it's not a matter of having any sympathy with anything any person like Donald Sterling says specifically.
Right.
Because there's very little to sympathize with there. But it just doesn't change the principle that it can't possibly be a good thing to reward people for exposing folks' private lives, regardless. Now I'm serious, so I take the ear off of it. Regardless of what the content of that conversation is. Although in the case of the elevator and Jay-Z and Solange and all that, I do feel Now, you know, the guy went and took the video. He sold that to TMZ for a lot of money, for $250,000, if I understand correctly. Okay. And he got fired for it, but basically it was worth it for him, you know. The real fault isn't on him so much, because if I'm getting paid at probably not that much to you know, I don't know, what is he, working the security cameras? I'm not sure. If I'm getting paid not that much and I got a chance to make $250,000 by selling a video of, you know, Jay-Z getting beat up on by Solange, and Jay-Z gonna be rich forever anyway, you know. I mean, you know, that's a temptation that's hard to deal with. It's really on us, because we're the people who, you know, just salivate, because we're all so thirsty to see other people fall.
And the word of the
you
day
know?
Is
whether it's word of the day is right. Whether it's Donald Sterling or Jay-Z or somebody, I mean, obviously different situations, but the common denominator is we as people like to see the consumer. You know, we like to worship at the altar of wealth and greatness, but we also love to see titans fall from the mountain, you know.
And but we have to be careful. This is Sean. We have to be careful which titans fall. Jay-Z and them are at the top of their game. TMZ and people say how much that they paid for that. I guarantee you, you could have offered them $1 billion. There are certain white people in our society that are doing worse. And you'll never, I don't care how much privacy come out about them, it'll never get printed. Because the owners of TMZ are very conscious of who pay their bills. Mm-hmm. And we as black people need to be very cognitive that certain people are being exposed and other people is being kept quiet. That whole thing with Donald Sterling, so many people in this city knew what was going on. But because he carries so much weight, you wouldn't dare touch him. You wouldn't dare touch him. So I'm telling black people, be conscious when they tear down your leadership. And they expose your leaders, and nobody's touching theirs. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have the economic power base to put their messages out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we need to be – we just need to be much more savvy. $250,000 is nothing based on what TMZ is making. Yeah. They're making millions of dollars.
Off that $300,000.
So basically, they threw them 10 cents to destroy an image that so many young blacks have of Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. And we have to weigh, is that really worth what they're – but I'm just saying, but the perception, they start with something small, and then they build it, and they build up on it. And I ask people, where is the negative information that you get on Oprah Winfrey? She's very connected with certain people that, like you say, we're all human. People are doing things, but certain people won't let certain things out because it messes up their brand.
Yeah. Sean, you make a really good point, because there was even conversation as to how this got out beyond Jay-Z and Beyonce, because they do have so many people protecting them. There was I heard a couple of outlets say they could have stopped this but opted not to. So what was their motive?
I hold TMZ responsible, because they were the ultimate source that had to, somebody in a boardroom sit and made a decision
and said, we're putting this out.
And that's why they exist, though. It's for stuff like,
well, the thing about this is how many other things that they're getting from other ethnic groups. Primarily, and I hate to say this, but there are certain segments in our society that do not look like us, of people of color, and who are doing making dangerous decisions about this country, about people's lives right now. And TMZ is aware of it.
But they're not talking about it.
It's not being exposed.
No. Our lives are what end up being entertaining.
Propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But one, I think Jay-Z and Beyonce are uber public figures. So that kind of, like Wood was saying, that puts them at the forefront of people celebrities who people care about in media, because they both have a high media profile. But, I mean, to TMZ's credit, they brought down Donald Sterling a billionaire, a power player, a prominent Jewish leader in L.A., and they brought him down under, in my opinion, and I am not trying to apologize. I want to make this very clear for Donald Sterling or his comments, because like many of you guys have said, what he has done to black people, I mean, like Bomani Jones really laid it out, like his housing discrimination has been far more prejudice to people of color than, you know, him saying these things about his girl being seen with, you know, black guys on Instagram. But TMZ, you know, brought down Donald Sterling by taking a tape that was recorded in his house without him knowing. And Bill Maher actually totally in that same op-ed or that he had, Bill Maher mentioned something to me, and I thought about it. I was like, wow. He said, would the public be more outraged if this guy had that conversation with the girl in his bathroom? When we had then been like, whoa, we crossed the line. He's in the bathroom. He's in his own bathroom with this girl, and she recorded this conversation and made it public. Would our sense of confinement to what you cannot, a threshold you cannot cross be more like a righteous anger? Like, oh, yeah, he was wrong if it was in his bathroom or was just him and her in the shower. And we were like, yeah, his privacy has been violated. And he's like, we've held for all of our legal history in America that the confines of your home is private and yours to do and be as big of a racist, a bigot as you want to be, as long as you're not breaking the rule and breaking the law and beating your wife or something.
Yeah, as long as you're not hurting. I mean, what was it Kareem said? Kareem said, basically, we're all hypocrites about this Donald Sterling thing, because so many of us just got finished being outraged about NSA wiretapping and government spying on people. But Bill Maher said, but now we've gone from big brother to big girlfriend, and, you know, nobody, in the case of Donald Sterling, and now we're all celebrating the fact that.
I think my point that I'm making is this. And this is why I don't hold TMZ with much credit, because I've heard whispers that a lot of those owners of those teams have made similar comments.
I'm like,
TMZ, if you want to be fair and you want to get your credibility with a person that thinks like I do, why don't you put out a call for anybody that has any tapes on any of the other owners and then publish that? Well, see, because then you're going to find a trend within that league. And you don't want to do that, because then too many people are not going to be impacted, and that's where you draw the line.
But we don't necessarily know. I think there's a tacit
agreement with anyone in this media society that if you have some goods on someone of importance, that TMZ will accept it and give you some money
But the question is, what are they? I think TMZ has a lot of stuff, but they are making conscious decisions about what they release.
That's kind of a conspiracy theory.
But I'm just saying, like, think about it.
That if they have a lot of stuff, like they have something on. I mean,
what are they not telling us about Mark Cuban, sort of?
You know, like Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts. You know, we know what kind of drunkard he is, what kind of drunkard his father was. And, you know, he's riding around with how much money worth of prescription pills? Like some absurd amount, like $100,000 worth of prescription pills pulled over by the police. And I'm sure someone in Jim Irsay's camp has something on him that's incriminating. And if they were to present it to TMZ, TMZ for the money would be like, yeah, why not?
The only reason I'm saying that is because TMZ is a player in corporate America like everybody else. And to the point where you start destroying the infrastructure of American culture in terms of capitalism, where you now it's not news, you're tearing down industries. I think TMZ is not immune from the ramifications that anybody else would suffer.
Well, maybe not, but TMZ.
And I think that's my point. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I think they're being very selective, and we need to be conscious of when we know something else is going on, and people who have the information, as black people, if you know you're in an industry or you're at a university or something, you know something underhanded is being done, like when they were covering up college rapes because they didn't want to mess up the image. Mm-hmm. TMZ has information, but they are not releasing certain things because it has
celebrity. Like, college rape story is important news. Don't give me – it's a college rape story is probably is the most important news. But TMZ is celebrity-driven. And I think what made the Donald Sterling thing a good entree for TMZ, that story was the Magic Johnson aspect of it. They could loop in a big basketball hero into it. And I mean –
The race factor, and he's the girl sugar daddy and everything. Right. There's a lot about it that, yeah. I mean, yeah, TMZ's business is putting people's business out there, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think celebrity business out there specifically. I don't think TMZ is going to protect anybody if they feel is going to protect anybody if they feel like they're going to lose profits by protecting them ultimately, you know. But
I would just say that would be the first time in our history that has happened to somebody who's a competitor in our marketplace who doesn't have to answer to somebody else. That, to me, my understanding of history, everybody has to answer somebody if you're a player.
Oh, no, they do. Well, I would expect they do, and I know they've shown it on like a show.
Well, you're not
going to
see any Harvey Levin stuff out on TMZ. Right. You know, that's
right. No, you got stuff like that comes out like on the show, like the newsroom, where you're like, you're giving this piece of information and you can't just run with it. You're like, this might actually bring us down with this. And I would assume like that. Yeah, TMZ probably has some information, and either they're like, you know what, this is too valuable to give away right now. Let's just hold this in the pocket in case.
And the climate may not be ready something, to receive.
Right.
So I'm saying they're making
it could be a bargaining
chip.
They
are a company.
Oh, yeah, because they can, yeah, they can piss the right person off and be like.
And in a lot of their career where people start breaking off. They'd be like, all right, TMZ is not,
yeah.
When it comes to the issue of privacy, though, you guys, I mean, for me, I always feel like celebrities don't fit within that same box that all of us, quote unquote, regular people would. I almost feel like when you choose to be a celebrity, you sort of sign up to not have the level of privacy that the average citizen does. So because you've signed up for people to try to pry into your private life. They follow you places, they scope out places, they sit and watch you eat and do regular basic things. And so the opportunities for you to get caught doing something that people don't expect are there, and you have to just be mindful that somebody is watching you. You have to pretty much assume people are watching you at all times. And I would imagine as a celebrity, I envision it would be very challenging bringing somebody into my life who wasn't there prior to me becoming mm-hmm. famous. So if I'm trying to run a household and I decide I need to bring in a housekeeper or a cook or whatever other amenities I want to afford myself and these people who I don't know, I can't really trust that they're not going to try at some point to utilize or capitalize off of my fame for their benefit. So you have to be careful at all times, yeah. Which is why, you know, in the I felt bad that Beyonce and Jay-Z and this whole situation got all over the news. But I'm like, it's one of those things, like, you guys are famous. Everybody's looking to see what you guys are doing, and you guys doing something out of character, bless you, is attractive to folks because they like just seeing you walk down the street. So to see an actual like family brawl is something that people would want to be interested in and speculating. And I do want to go here really quick before we move on. I found it really interesting. You know, I think Wendy Williams is a really interesting character. and she had, I think, the lengthiest explanation for what was happening in that elevator than more than any, I mean, and speaking with really? Such confidence. And the thing about Wendy is she's given a platform to speak about all things, to me, New York and music industry, because she was such a part of that scene
and
for
so long.
That's
all she's ever been, though.
Right.
Her career has been to take down the celebrities.
Exactly. Right. And she has interacted with these people as a younger woman and now. And she had such a connect the dot situation in regards to how she was explaining what happened and what happened at the Met earlier between Solange and Rachel Roy and Rachel Roy and Jay-Z. I mean, it was a whole thing. And I just found her, somebody wrote an entire article, excuse me, just on Wendy Williams and her breakdown of what was happening in that elevator. And I just found her perspective of things interesting, but even more so, like,
did you believe her? Did it feel like it wasn't just speculate? No, this is
a good
like,
I didn't even hear
in
it,
her so. Connecting. I haven't heard it either. In her connecting the dots, did it feel like, wow, not because of course it would be a plausible explanation, but that like, oh wow, she really did some investigation. Like she went to old school and found some information.
If you're asking me if it made sense, yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, minus audio, we're all speculating, but in regard to if everything that she mentioned actually has occurred, it makes sense. It does make sense. It's plausible.
But it's crazy that this is how she made her career off of doing that. Mm-hmm. That's what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, right. But we don't know if she, as a true reporter, if she really, you know, if she really.
How much of it is investigative?
Investigative, how much is she, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We don't know how true she is, but this is what she's built her career.
Yeah, sure, she's just
right.
persuasive.
Yeah. But this is what she's built her career off of. Mm-hmm. This is who she has always been.
Yeah.
You know, but from the negative perspective, though, like, she's always come with the perspective of taking folks down. You know, via gossip, mm-hmm. even when she was on the radio, that's who she
yeah.
was
her
and what
Charlamagne.
She is. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's interesting. I thought that's the approach you were going to say. Like, you know, it's interesting that she is the original TMZ.
She is. She know? Is. She is
for
the hip-hop, original.
Anyway, for the hip-hop culture, she's like the
she's
original.
She's the takedown queen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is Sean. I'm fine with TMZ. I just have a problem when we start selecting who gets to be exposed. Mm. Where you are protecting certain interest groups. And one of the things that I've noticed throughout the history of America, it's always, for me, just standing from a black perspective, we always get the short end of the stick.
Agreed.
And I'm like, we need to be aware that we're not always coming out on the short end. Just because we may be being entertained now, but what's the long-term consequence of that entertainment?
Agreed.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. On Twitter, at Black Is Online. On Facebook, at Black Is Magazine. Email us at kc@blackisonline.com. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219. And check us out at www.blackisonline.com. Thanks for listening.